I won't, though.
Please.
This is a classic. But I can do it. This is the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are live here on New Year's Eve. I want to thank you guys for listening in those last minute errands in. You don't work tonight, do you, Vlad? Right?
No, I ain't doing a Canes game. Hell no. Okay, I got to figure out a way, though, to get to a destination now that I am without Whip. By the way, shout out to the fire rescue, Florida Highway Patrol, and everybody.
Shout out
to them on Monday. I was in a little
car accident.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that you're doing okay. As we can see, you're still handsome as ever.
You know,
so
car can looking be good, Vlad.
Car could be broken, but not this face.
It's a moneymaker. Right
there. Yeah. But I got to holler at some of the our advertisers for a new whip.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes. I'm going to need that.
I'm car shopping.
I heard there's a certain place with the price detail you may want to check out.
Maybe. Holler at your boy Vlad.
Yeah. Like I mentioned, we are here live on a New Year's Eve, December 31st. And there's one thing that multiple people are... You know, a majority of people are doing today, and that's attending, obviously, a New Year's party. A majority of people, I'll say.
Like myself.
But there is also a small portion of people, specifically in the college football fandom area of the world, who are paying close attention to today's Cotton Bowl. And I hope you guys have been paying close attention to previous Cotton Bowls, because it's time for us to get into some Cotton Bowl trivia. Josh, as I'm sure you're aware, I am a child. Therefore,
you?
I must play games every time I have an opportunity to do so.
Silly. Silly sauce.
We have some trivia questions I will be asking you guys one at a time. I'll be kind enough to provide multiple choice. And obviously, the goal is to get the most correct answers when the trivia is done. Do you guys understand the task at hand?
Yes.
All right. I'm thinking of a number. This is a coin toss right here. Whoever comes closest to the coin or to the number wins the coin toss. I'm thinking of a
closest
number
to the
one
coin?
Through one through six. Go.
Four.
Damn it. Okay, well, it was four because of Devin Hester. But I'm going to give it to Josh. He's, you know, the guest. I would like to give him the opportunity to determine if he goes first or second.
Let me go second so I know what I need.
Ooh, okay. So you're one of those guys on Family Feud that's like, pass.
No. This is like when we're going to overtime. And I want to know what my opponent does first to know what I need after that.
All right. Okay. That's fair. All right. So let's go ahead and get into this Cotton Bowl trivia. We will go with question number one. Vlad, which future Heisman Trophy winner and NFL star accounted for a record 516 yards of total offense in the 2013 Cotton Bowl? Was it A, Baker Mayfield? Was it B, Kyler Murray? Was it C, Johnny Football? Or was it D, Lamar Jackson?
2013,
516 yards. Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Johnny Manziel, or Lamar Jackson?
Baker Mayfield, Johnny Manziel. It's got to be Johnny. It's Johnny Manziel.
All right. The correct answer is C, Johnny Manziel.
That's right.
That is impressive. That's impressive.
There you go.
Just those other names that you mentioned, they just give me all like.
No, because I just know that Kyler is like 7 years in the league. So for him to be playing in a bowl game 12 years ago, yeah, that would have been crazy.
Heard. Okay. Quick math. I like that. All right, Appel. The 2015 Cotton Bowl served as a CFP semifinal where Alabama famously shut out which Big Ten opponent 38-0? Was it A, Ohio State? Was it B, Michigan State? Was it C, Penn State? Or D, Wisconsin?
This guy gets four choices. I only get three? That's crazy.
No, you have four. No, Lamar, I got Johnny Football, Kyler Murray, and Baker.
Was it Wisconsin?
The correct answer is Michigan State.
Okay, so Michigan State was actually going to be my guess, but then I thought, I feel like I'm a little too, that they were better in like the early 2010s as opposed to 2015. So I for whatever reason, I was like, Wisconsin sounds right. But it was.
I would have said Wisconsin too. They sound like a team that would get shut out.
So now I'm down by one.
Yes.
Down by one. Vlad, ready for question number two?
Yes.
All right. Which quarterback famously led Ole Miss to back-to-back Cotton Bowl victories in 2004?
Elijah?
And 2009.
Wait, 2004 and 2009?
How is that back-to-back?
That's not back-to-back.
This isn't your question.
Did you write the question wrong?
This is Google Gemini. I'm not going to lie to you. But this is a trick question. Only Javon Sneed was a starter for the 2009 win, but Eli Manning is. This is a stupid question. I'm sorry. Minus one to that. And let's give you
minus
a
one
question.
To you.
Minus that's one to bad. You. But I did say Elijah, thinking that there's only. It could have been Eli Manning.
Yeah, 2004.
I was going to say Jeremiah Masoli.
Sneed was the guy's name, but Kevin I don't even care about him anymore because he ruined my freaking trivia.
Boo the host. Boo. Boo him.
Boo. All right. Which university holds a record for most victories in Cotton Bowl history? Is it A, Texas A&M, B, Alabama, C, Notre Dame, or D, Texas?
I feel like it should be Texas, but I have a low-key feel it would probably be the Aggies. I'm going to go Aggies, but it's probably Longhorns, but I'm going to go Aggies.
All right. He selects
Texas
the
A&M.
The correct answer is Texas.
Yeah.
Longhorns.
Yeah.
With 11 wins. That's pretty good.
No, I was wrong. I said the Aggies. I know. I said it's probably going to be the Longhorns, but I'm going to go with Aggies.
Yeah, I know. Your gut was there. Yeah. Your gut was there.
1-1. Oh, 1-0. Still 1-0.
All right. A popular stadium souvenir made its debut at the 1978 Cotton Bowl.
You're talking to Josh Chappelle like he was there, like he was alive.
No. This is, but hey, man, if you know trivia, you know trivia. Appel is definitely born in 91.
Nope. Close.
90.
Nope. You're getting colder.
93. 92.
Warmer.
Damn, Appel. Oh, wait a minute. Appel's 32. He's like.
Not 32 yet.
Oh, you're not even. 31. You just cracked 31. You're like 94.
Yeah.
So accomplished.
Jeez.
So accomplished. Without your father, you're really like 35.
I feel like it. I have the hair of a 60-year-old, which is none.
Great. But the face of a model. Now.
The radio.
What? Popular souvenir made its debut at the 1978 Cotton Bowl. Was it the rally towel, the cowbell, the foam finger, or the rally monkey? I don't even know what that is.
I'm going to say C, foam finger.
The correct answer is foam finger.
Bam. Bang.
Back in the game, baby.
Bang.
Is back in the game. All right. Known as the chicken soup game, Joe Montana led an incredible 22-point comeback in an ice storm during the 1979 Cotton Bowl. Which team did Notre Dame defeat? Was it A, Texas? Was it B, Houston? Was it C, Nebraska, or was it D, Texas A&M?
What's the four teams again? Texas, Nebraska.
Texas, Houston, Nebraska, Texas A&M. The chicken soup game. You don't remember the chicken soup game, dude?
Texas, Houston, Nebraska.
A pal remembers the chicken soup game.
I'm going to go with Nebraska. I don't. I'll go with Nebraska.
All right. The correct answer is Houston.
No. Well, I was wrong. Houston was good at the time. They were actually good.
Apparently not. Yeah, I guess in 1979 they were good. All right. This may be an easy question, but it may not be. I'm going to fire it off. If you guys want to give me a minus one and give Appel a harder question for the win, I understand. But the Cotton Bowl Stadium was famously known as the house that blank built because of the massive crowds drawn by a star running back in the 1900s.
That's an easy one, man.
Is it?
Am I getting multiple choice answers here?
No, you shouldn't even get a multiple choice. You should know the answer.
Is it an easy one?
Yes, it is.
Why all of a sudden are we not doing multiple
choice? No, you can give him the multiple choice, but he's going to know. Once you give him the multiple choice, it's an easy answer.
Is it Earl Campbell? Is it Roger Staubach? Is it Bo Jackson or Doak Walker?
Oh, God.
All right. See, it's not that
easy. It is easy. Come on.
Is it Earl?
No way.
Cotton Bowl Doak? Stadium.
Apple. Josh. As a house he said 1900s. It's Doak. They named the running back. Yeah, you said it after you said Earl Campbell.
Yeah, but it's the important thing is I got there eventually.
What? After you got the wrong answer.
Hold on. We got to talk to the referees here. Was that a catch?
No,
it was not. The ground.
He did not survive.
Survived the ground.
No, you said Campbell.
Let's see.
He said Campbell.
I will give you guys each one final question.
Please do.
And that will be what decides it, all right? Who is the only NFL owner, and this will be not multiple choice, by the way, to have won a college national championship as a player in the Cotton Bowl and a Super Bowl as an owner?
Jerry Jones.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Yeah, with Arkansas. Yeah, and with Jimmy.
In 2023... Tulane pulled off one of the biggest upsets in bowl history by defeating USC. Which Tulane player set a Cotton Bowl record with 4 rushing touchdowns in that game?
Tajay Spears.
Yeah, we both got it. Yeah, next question.
Which? Gee, what do you guys call Doak Walker experts? Why does that throw that out there? My everybody's just an expert on this now. Okay, ready? Mm-mm. This better not be. If this is Doak Walker again, I'm going to be pissed. Who founded the Cotton Bowl Classic in 1937, even using his own financial reserves to fund the first game?
You going to give us multiple choice?
Was it Jerry Jones?
No.
Was it Doak Walker? Was it Lamar Hunt? Or was it J. Curtis Sanford?
I want to say Lamar Hunt.
I want to say Lamar Hunt too, but since he said it first, I'm going to go with the last guy. But I kind of feel like it's Lamar Hunt. But I'm going to go with the last guy. What's his name? Thurston Howell III?
Correct. J. Curtis Sanford.
Yeah, that guy. So, J. Curtis Sanford.
For all the marbles here, who founded the Cotton Bowl Classic in 1937?
I'm going to go with Sanders. I'm going to go with Jay Sanders.
Colonel Sanders is not on there. J. Curtis Sanford.
Yeah, Sanford, Sanders, whatever. I'm going with J. I'm going to go with the J.
Correct answer is J. Curtis Sanford.
Yeah!
Wow, at the buzzer. Doak Walker.
Doak Walker couldn't make that much money after retiring to start the Cotton Bowl.
I'm drawing a P in the sky towards the press box, and I'm putting this result on their protest, okay?
That's it. I like it. The Earl Campbell question will be under review as well. We're going to do whatever we
can. Yeah, we're looking at it. Vlad wins. Yay! You know, you're all right. But you know who else we want to win?
Who's that? Oh, you know.
We want the U to win.
The Hurricanes, baby.
We want the U to win.
We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I will show you the secret to the Miami Hurricanes victory, and it all has to do with the Spanish lineage that is rich in culture in South Florida. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, that and more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.